Homily 60, Jairus' Daughter, Christian Optimism and Christian Pessimism. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, destroyed death. This morning's homily focuses first on Christian pessimism, death, then on Christian optimism, resurrection. When I looked at the monitor in my father's hospital room after he had suffered two heart attacks, I asked the surgeon, "He's brain dead, isn't he?" The surgeon said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, take him off life support." He was reluctant, but I insisted. I knew my father. I called in the family. As my father breathed his last, we prayed him from this life to the next. Painful, but also a blessed experience, the sting of death. I received an email not too long ago from a former German Jesuit friend with whom I studied in the early 70s. He left the Jesuits, he married, and I've known the wife and family for 40 years. What tragedy. 16 years ago, they found their eldest son hanging from a tree. No explanation. Top this. Just a few months ago, their youngest son was killed in an automobile accident. They are still trying to make sense of it all. The sting of death. This morning's first reading insists that God did not make death, but that it entered the human condition because of the devil's envy. Is not death truly the most shattering event in human life? How much pain, anxiety, and suffering are connected with death? How often does death, especially of one's loved one, call into question life's very meaning? Thinkers from time immemorial have claimed that death contains all human mysteries in itself. It is the point at which a person becomes a radical question to himself or herself. In the Swedish director Ingmar Bergman's masterpiece, The Seventh Seal, a knight returns from the Crusades. He must play chess with death to save or lose his life. At one point, he asks death, "Are you God?" What nonsense that our skewed culture spends so much time and effort denying death. It astonishes me, too, how many people, even Catholics, now have no liturgy or ceremony to commemorate the passing of the loved one to eternal life. However, we die. Even Jesus died. Google, for example, paintings of the dead Jesus Christ. Some are utterly shocking. Fascinating. As Christians, we confess that the fundamental event of the history of salvation and of the world is the death of Jesus Christ on a cross. Has the death of any other historical figure been subjected to such scrutiny? Notice the paradox. Death is seemingly natural, all right? Everyone, everything dies. Yet it is also experienced as unnatural, as something that should not be. We know on one level that we are going to die. But in reality, I think that Freud is correct when he wrote, "We can't imagine our own death or represent it to ourselves. No one really believes in his or her own death. In their unconscious, everyone is convinced of their own immortality." Christian pessimism teaches that, indeed, death has the next to the last word. Part 2. And a link to today's gospel. When I was in high school, I used to help the slightly younger girl across the street with her algebra. One afternoon, she went joyriding with another couple and her boyfriend. No drugs or alcohol were involved. The car crashed and she died. The mother never got over it. What a crushing experience to lose a child. The sting of death. This morning's gospel focuses on another dead young girl, Jairus' daughter, whom Jesus resuscitated. He throws out the ridiculing crowd, brings the father and mother into the room, takes the 12-year-old girl by the hand, and says, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And she does. The line I love is, "Give her something to eat." John's gospel emphasizes that Jesus is the life who resuscitated Jairus' daughter, the son of the widow of Nain, and Lazarus. But to ordinary life, they had to die again. Resuscitation is not resurrection. The scriptures also inform us that we all die in Adam and will all live through Christ, that Jesus rendered the devil the Lord of death, powerless. Christians experience Christ's victory over death by sharing in it, especially through baptism and the Eucharist, which is a foretaste of the resurrected life. And because of Jesus' victorious resurrection, the Apostle Paul can rejoice. "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" Christian optimism is based on the fact that because of our crucified and risen Lord, Jesus Christ, forgiveness, love, transformed life have the last word, not sin and death. We, the entire cosmos, shall be raised from the dead to be in the new heavens and the new earth. Our Savior Jesus Christ destroyed death.